Welcome to Sunday Reflections. I'm the Reverend Jacqueline Sheldon from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 220 Valley Street in Willimantic. I thank God for our time together, and I pray that we will have a sense of God's loving presence guiding us as we listen to His Word. Here we are in the fourth Sunday of Easter, and instead of another resurrection appearance account, we have a story from John's Gospel at a moment when Jesus explains that He is the Good Shepherd. With that as our reflection, let's begin by opening our hearts with the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for His namesake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for You are with me, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely Your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This morning's message is taken from John's Gospel, the 10th chapter, verses 11 through 18. Here it is. I am the Good Shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep in his care. The hired hand is not like the shepherd caring for his own sheep. When a wolf attacks, snatching and scattering the sheep, he runs for his life, leaving them defenseless. The hired hand runs because he works only for wages and does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. As the Father knows me, I know the Father. I will give my life for the sheep. There are many more sheep than you can see here, and I will bring them as well. They will hear my voice, and the flock will be united. One flock, one shepherd. The Father loves me because I am willing to lay down my life, but I will take it up again. My life cannot be taken away by anybody else. I am giving it of my own free will. My authority allows me to give my life and to take it again. All this has been commanded by my Father. It's important to remember that the stories told and retold and written down about Jesus were developed over a 30 to 50 year period after His death. They are told in such a way to explain something that is fully and truly experienced in the heart in everyday life, but difficult to express with direct words. Imagine that this story about Jesus' proclamation that He is the Good Shepherd was talked about for many years before it was even written down, because those who were Christ followers had experienced His presence and loving care in their lives every day since His death, and they were trying to help us understand His authority and power in our lives today. Often when we read about Jesus' resurrection appearances, there is a comment made within the story that reads something like this one in Luke's Gospel. Jesus said, "Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter into His glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning Himself. I wonder if His teaching about being the Good Shepherd was part of what He used to help them understand why He died on the cross and was raised up in 3 days. Imagine Jesus beginning His explanation after He rose with the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. Maybe He said, "Remember what the prophet Ezekiel said. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Woe to you shepherds of Israel who only take and care for yourself. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. I am against the shepherds and will hold them accountable for my flock. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so I will look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on the day of clouds and darkness. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. I will shepherd the flock with justice. They will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslave them. They will no longer be plundered by nations, nor will wild animals devour them. They will live in safety, and no one will make them afraid. Then they will know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they are my people, declares the Sovereign Lord. You are my sheep, the sheep of my pastures, and I am your God, declares the Sovereign Lord. I want to encourage you to read the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. I gave you bits and pieces just enough to see what I'm talking about with the Good Shepherd, but the entire chapter is truly amazing. Imagine that next Jesus says to his disciples, "Remember when I told you I am the Good Shepherd? The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep in his care. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. As the Father knows me, I know the Father. I will give my life for the sheep. They will hear my voice, and the flock will be united, one flock, one shepherd. The Father loves me because I am willing to lay down my life, but I will take it up again." Sheep only go to the one they trust and know. Could it be that to truly trust Jesus, to know that he is the Good Shepherd, so we will follow his voice, he had to lay down his life and take it up again? Ezekiel paints a painfully true picture of those who selfishly care only about personal gain. In our world today, it's fairly easy to see those who are the hired hands. At some level, though, from time to time, we all act like hired hands. It happens when we are afraid that something will be taken away from us, or we think we will not get what we need. It happens when we don't trust that we have a good shepherd who will keep us safe, make sure we have what we need, search for us when we are lost, protect us, and never abandon us. It is a natural tendency for all of us in one way or another to behave like the shepherds God is judging in Ezekiel. Could it be that John was thinking of Ezekiel in the 23rd Psalm when he made sure this teaching from Jesus was included in the gospel? It is a complex story with images of us as both sheep and shepherds and Jesus as the good shepherd. I once had someone tell me that they hated the good shepherd story because they didn't want to see themselves as a dumb sheep. But it appears that for us to be good shepherds, like the good shepherd we follow, we must acknowledge that we are sheep in need of his care and guidance. Perhaps to understand what true authority looks like, Jesus had to lay down his life and pick it up again. I think that we are really looking at a story about authority. In order for us to receive the authority to live our lives fully, we have to know who is shepherding us. Under the proper shepherding, we can freely express ourselves. So here it is. Jesus, who has the full authority to lay down his life and pick it up again, chooses to lay his life down out of love for us to prove that he has the power to provide everything we need, as it is explained beautifully in the 23rd Psalm. He will nourish us and give us rest and restore our souls. He will lead us in right life-giving paths for his name's sake. As we walk through this world in which the shadow of death looms, he will be present to us and guide us and rescue us so we need fear nothing. He will give us so much that even in the presence of treachery, we will have enough to share with those who would want to do us evil. Not only that, but he will pour healing oil on us. Goodness and mercy shall be the hallmark of our lives, and we will dwell in the Good Shepherd's world for all of eternity. For us to hear these words and believe they are true, Jesus had to die and be raised on the third day. He had to lay down his life to show us how much he loves us. And he had to rise again to be present to us daily in order to shepherd us with authority. By his gracious act of love, we come to trust in him. Only by dying and rising again are we able to come to understand his loving presence, to hear and know his voice, and to act with the authority he has given us to love in his name. Thank God for Jesus' gift of love to us. This week, why not find a good version of the 23rd Psalm and read it first thing in the morning and in the evening before you go to sleep, and ask Jesus to open the scriptures up to you so that you can understand why he had to lay down his life and pick it back up for you. That's it for this week. Remember, you are welcome at St. Paul's. Check out our website for our weekly activities, or if you want to hear this message. You can also find this message on our Facebook page. God bless you this week, and know that the Good Shepherd is taking care of you. I'm going to send you out with a 23rd Psalm.
Bye.